Cool. Thanks, Joel. So I interviewed John Greet, who's from the Te Karanga Trust. So the Te Karanga Trust was formed in the early 2000s by John Greet and Tama Iti, and the original kaupapa was to have a station, a radio station that was half Māori and half Pākehā. Tama Iti would do the morning show in Te Reo, and then other DJs would do the rest of the day. And from there, the Te Karanga Trust evolved into the old station that was KFM, but now is predominantly running music workshops as a form of alternative education around Auckland. And John began by discussing how these workshops have come about.
Well, originally, the idea was to, you know, introduce young people to broadcasting and to playing music. Like broadcasting, when you're DJing, you've got CDJs and turntables, and just the idea of teaching DJing skills and radio broadcasting skills. And the idea was to, you know, build up kids' confidence. You use confidence by speaking on air. But it became so much more than that. We found that these kids not only wanted to play their tracks on air, but they wanted to produce and rap their own tracks. So that's how the content of the courses evolved over the period of a decade, really. And we had various tutors. And so we evolved into kind of workshops creating music and, you know, with a view to playing the music on air and to have the artist that's created the music play it on air and, you know, discuss the making of the track on air. So that's how that came about. Those programs came about. And we worked predominantly with alternative education out of South Auckland, kids out of South Auckland, 15 years old, just about to turn 16, was our main kind of thrust. We felt that those kids were the most kind of could benefit the most from our programs.
Facilitating the music programs, you've managed to get on board some pretty well respected musicians. Could you talk a little bit about
how you go about getting them
on board?
Yeah. So KFM, Te Karanga Trust, the name itself was based on K Road, you know, Karanga Hapi, which means the calling. Hapi was the warrior, and, you know, in 1820, I think it was, when Hapi, the warrior, guided the waka into the Waitemata Harbour, he stood up on the ridge, which was K Road, and blew his conch, and, you know, hence the calling. So Hapi is the warrior's name, and Karanga is the calling. They're the word that they use when you know, bringing people on to marae, calling. And so that was the name, Te Karanga, and that's how that was the... It was very based in the area that we were, you know, which was Ngāti Whātua, and we had a very strong Te Reo element and a very strong tikanga element, because we had Tama Iti involved with us, and he still is involved as an advisor. Now, 12 years later, we got rented out of our premise, so, you know, we were paying not much to have that huge premise, and suddenly the building sold and our rent was doubled. So we had to get out of there. So Auckland City Council, in the form of the Wesley Community Centre, offered us a space to do a similar sort of thing. Only what they were asking us to do was quite different. They were asking us to take a multicultural approach. Quite a visionary gentleman who's no longer with the council, but his name was George Hanardi, approached us and said, you know, our biggest problem for council is the sort of multiracial aspect. In central Auckland, you've got a lot of African kids that are kind of forming into gangs, a lot of Tongan kids and a lot of Samoan kids, and just forming into these different sort of gangs and not really integrating, and it's quite a problem for the council. So they asked us to work in this sort of multicultural area and bring these kids together, or bring these young people, not really kids anymore, we're talking 16, 17, 18 through, you know, up to 20 and over, bring them together in one room to do these music programs and these sort of have discussions about relevant issues, about race and about living between two cultures, that kind of thing. So that's where we ended up in Mount Roskill, in the heart of Mount Roskill, in the heart of this sort of multicultural area, running these programs that are multicultural programs. And that's what we do today. That's our main thrust. It's more moved away from this tikanga aspect and more into a multicultural aspect, which is pretty representative of Auckland today. It's the landscape we're living in. And our mission is to bring these young people together through music and through discussion. Programs happen four nights a week. There's also one in Te Atatū, in the community centre in Te Atatū, but they happen at Wesley. Tuesday night, if anybody wants to come through, Tuesday night we have some places available. On Tuesday night, if you're into hip-hop, we have some amazing tutors. We have Bonson Price, a.k.a. Mellow Downs. We have Razor Beezer, who's an African, a Rwandan rapper he's quite well-known. And we have Tom Scott from Homebrew. So we have quite a, our tutors are quite perfect. We have a Samoan, a African, and a Ngāti Pākehā, Pākehā tutor. So we're sort of, our thrust of what we're trying to do are represented in the ethnicity of our tutors. But they're also, each one brings something amazing to the table. So you have Mellow Downs, Razor Beezer, and Tom Scott, who are there to guide you through any tracks that you might want to put down. We're definitely kind of hip-hop orientated. We're hooked up that way, beat-making, creating your own tracks. We do spoken word as well. And we have discussions about very robust topics. We might talk about domestic violence. Or we might talk about, cultural issues, some of these discussions go quite deep, and generally we will do a lot of writing as well on the topics that we discuss. So that's Tuesday night, Wednesday night at Te Atatū. These programs start at about 6:30. So if you're at the Te Atatū Community Centre, go there. If you're out that way, Te Atatū Community Centre, Mount Roskill, that's an Upper Sandringham Road at Wesley Community Centre, and show up or give me a call or message us. We'll be glad to hear from you.
Cool. And just quickly, John, with the change in the government with Jacinda Ardern coming in, do you see this changing anything to do with the trust or how youth work might go into the future?
Most definitely. In general, the Labor government are more in tune with migrants and children of migrants. And, Jacinda Ardern is from our area. She's right out of Mount Albert. And there's definitely more of a sort of a positivity, if you like. It's a change in attitude, really. Whether that'll translate into more funding for what we do or not is yet to be seen. But generally, under a Labor government, we've worked under both. We started under a Labor government, and we've had 9 years of a national government, and we've found that it generally kind of works better under a Labor government. So we're quietly positive. In Auckland in general, you're going to see an evolution in the way we are, obviously, with all of these new immigrants coming in and children of immigrants coming through. We're really morphing into a very, very multicultural society in Auckland. Te Kāinga Trust wants to be at the forefront of that, of embracing that and working in that field of bringing cultures together, helping young people understand. There's this conflict of having one foot in one culture and another foot in another culture. If you're a young African person, you grow up in Mount Roskill or anywhere in Auckland for that matter, and you have one culture in the household, and then you have the sort of dominant white culture, which is the education system, and all your friends that you meet outside of the household, quite often there's a huge conflict between the values and way your young person is expected to be at home and the way they are outside of the home. So there's a conflict there. How do you match two very, very different cultures and live in between? It's a kind of a grey area, and that's the area that we're having discussions about and writing songs about and talking about in general.